Sit quietly in a comfortable chair, with your back straight and both feet on the ground. Close your eyes or find a place on the floor to focus your attention. Become aware of your body. Just notice in a neutral way, and without trying to change them, all the physical sensations you are aware of. For example, be aware of the contact of your body with the chair you're sitting on, your feet with the ground, your clothes with your skin. Notice how the chair is supporting you. Be aware of your breathing, the air passing in and out of your nostrils. Shift your awareness now to your feelings. What feelings are you experiencing right now? And which are the principal emotions you experience recurrently in your life? Consider both the apparently positive and negative feelings: love and irritation, jealousy and tenderness, anger and compassion, depression and elation. Do not judge. Just view your usual feelings with the objective attitude of a scientific investigator taking an inventory. And when you're satisfied, shift your attention to your desires. And adopting the same impartial attitude as before, notice the main desires which take turns in motivating your life. Often you may well be identified with one or the other of these, but now simply consider them side by side. And shift your awareness to the world of your thoughts. As soon as a thought emerges, hold it until another one takes its place, then another one, and so on. If you think you're not having any thoughts, realize that this too is a thought. Notice your stream of consciousness as it flows by. Memories, opinions, nonsense, arguments, images. Allow yourself to do this for a while, and then dismiss this realm and move on to observation. The one who has been watching your sensations, feelings, desires and thoughts, the observer, is not the same as the object it observes. Who is it that has been observing all these realms? It is yourself. The self is not an image or a thought. It is that essence which has been observing all these realms and yet is distinct from all of them. And you are that being. So, now say to yourself, as the observer, I have a body, but I am more than my body. I have feelings, but I am more than my feelings. I have desires, and I am more than my desires. I have a mind, and I am more than my thoughts. I am a self, a place of pure consciousness and awareness.